Well, good morning. It is April 16th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be pressing on through our chronological reading. That's off to a good start. We are going to be picking up in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, and then we are going to be reading Psalm 57 that corresponds with that. Then Psalm 142, and then two Psalms, and then 1 Chronicles 12, 8 to 18. Man, we're really going all over the place. Then back to 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 3 to 23. Then back to the Psalms, Psalm 52, and then once again back to 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. So we got a lot to do today, so let's get to it. Let's get in the Word. April 16th, 2024, we are going to pick up reading about David at the cave of Adullam. 1 Samuel 22, 1 and 2. David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And so when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him. And so he became captain over them, and there were about 400 men with him. Jumping to Psalm 57, to the chief musician, set to Do Not Destroy, a mikdam of David, when he fled from Saul into the cave. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge, under until these calamities have passed. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy on his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it they themselves have fallen. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awake you the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth. And then jumping to Psalm 142, a contemplation of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I cried and I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I might praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Warriors joined David, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 8 to 18. Some Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for battle, who could handle a shield and spear, whose faces were like faces of lions, and were as swift as gazelles on the mountain. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eli the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, and Machbani the 11th. These were from the sons of Gad, captains of the armies. The least was over 100, and the greatest was over 1,000. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it had overflowed all of its banks, and they put to flight all those in the valley to the east and to the west. Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to David at the stronghold, and David went out to meet them, and answered and said to them, if you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be united with you. But if you betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look and bring judgment. Then the Spirit came upon Asahel, or Amasai, and chief of the captains, and he said, "We are yours, O David. We are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to your helpers, for your God helps you." And so David received them and made them captains of the troop. David protects his parents, jumping back to 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 3 to 4. Then David went from there to Mizpah to Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and my mother come here with you till I know what God will do for me." And so he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. David returns to Judah, 1 Samuel 22, 5 to 10. Now the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not stay in the stronghold. Depart and go to the land of Judah." And so David departed and went into the forest of Herath. And when Saul heard that David and his men who were with him had been discovered, now Saul was staying in Gibeah under a tamarisk tree in Ramah with his spear in his hand and all of his servants standing about him. Then Saul said to his servants who stood about him, "Hear now, you Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds? All of you who have conspired against me, and there is no one who reveals to me that my son has made a covenant with the son of Jesse. And there is not one of you who is sorry for me or reveals to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as it is this day." Then answered Doeg the Edomite, who was set over the servants of Saul, and said, "I saw the son of Jesse going to Nob in Ahimelech, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub. And he inquired of the Lord for him, gave him provisions, and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine." 1 Samuel 22, 11 to 23, the slaughter of the priests. And so the king sent to call Ahimelech the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all of his father's house, the priests who were in Nob. And they all came to the king, and Saul said, "Hear now, son Ahitub." And he said, "Here I am, my lord." Then Saul said to him, "Why have you conspired against me, you and the son of Jesse, in that you have given him bread and a sword, and have inquired of God for him, that he should rise against me to lie in wait as it is this day?" And so Ahimelech answered the king and said, "And who among all your servants is as faithful as David, who is the king's son-in-law, who goes at your bidding and is honorable in your house? Then did I then begin to inquire of God for him? Far be it from me. Let not the king impute anything to his servants or to any in the house of my father, for your servant knew nothing of all of this, little or much." And the king said, "Surely you shall die, Ahimelech, you and all your father's house." Then the king said to the guards who stood about him, "Turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because their hands also is with David, and because they knew when he fled and did not tell it to me." But the servants of the king would not lift their hands to strike the priests of the Lord. And the king said to Doeg, "You turn and kill the priests." And so Doeg the Edomite turned and struck the priests and killed on that day 85 men who wore the linen ephod. Also Nob, the city of the priests, he struck the edge of the sword, both men and women, children and nursing infants, oxen and donkeys and sheep with the edge of the sword. Now one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abithar, escaped and fled after David. And Abithar told David and Saul that Saul had killed the Lord's priests. And so David said to Abithar, "I knew that day when Doeg the Edomite was there that he would surely tell Saul. I have caused the deaths of all the persons of your father's house. Stay with me, do not fear, for he who seeks my life seeks your life, but with me you shall be safe." Psalm 52, to the chief musician, a contemplation of David when Doeg the Edomite went and told Saul and said to him, "David has gone to the house of Ahimelech. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, 'Here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness.' But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good." 1 Samuel 23, 1 to 12, David protects the town of Keilah. Then they told David, saying, "Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and they are robbing the threshing floor. And therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and attack these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah. But David's men said to him, look, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more than if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord again, and the Lord answered him, arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand. And David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines, struck them with a mighty blow, and took away their livestock. And so David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Now it happened, when Abithar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David at Keilah, that he went down with an ephod in his hand. And Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah, and so Saul said, God has delivered him into my hand, for he has shut himself in by entering a town that has gates and bars. And then Saul called all the people together for war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. And when David knew that Saul plotted evil against him, he said to Abithar the priest, bring the ephod here. And then David said, O Lord God of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me into his hand? Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then David said, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver you. And leaving us on another cliffhanger here, that was our reading today for April the 16th, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Again, thank you all so much. I trust it's a blessing to you all, and I know it is to me. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness to us and your grace. Lord, we thank you, God, that even in the midst of the deepest conflict, God, that you are faithful to deliver us. Lord, you delivered us from sin and hell. Lord, we thank you for that in Christ. And Lord, even today, Lord, many of us are going through our own conflicts and our own fights and our own battles. And Lord, similar to David. And Lord, we need your grace. And Lord, help us to remember that you protect us and you keep us. And Lord, like David, Lord, may we continue to be about your business. Lord, he saw what needed to be done with that town of Keilah, and he saved them, regardless of the detriment, Lord, that it would bring him. Lord, and so may we just continue to serve you and do ministry and honor you, Lord, with our thoughts and actions and attitudes. Lord, I ask. But again, Lord, I thank you so much for this day. Pray for your blessing on my brothers and sisters now. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.